This is where it began. This is where the fuse was lighted. It began with the arrest by white officers of the California Highway Patrol of two young Negroes, one on a charge of drunk driving, the other his brother, his passenger. Their mother, who lives nearby, came to the scene. There was an argument. There was a scuffle. By then, a crowd of several hundred Negroes had gathered. The story of police brutality quickly spread through the community. Up the street, a block or so in that direction, a church where Negro leaders pleaded for peace and were rejected. Down that way, the busy intersection where cars were overturned and burned, where a television technician was pulled from his wagon and almost beaten to death.
It was the most widespread, most destructive racial violence in American history. The burning and looting, the shooting and beating went on for nearly a week. 34 persons were killed, all but five of them Negroes.
Police Chief Parker have described Los Angeles Negro rioters as monkeys in a zoo, and Negro leaders have more than once called for his removal.
In creating the situation, where was the failure? On the part of the city, the county, the schools?
This, I think, is one of the difficulties in meeting this, is that we're trying to find a failure other than the people themselves. And this is a very dangerous move because it serves to sort of sanctify their acts.
Every grievance that was had by the people who started this thing, there has been nothing done to solve it. The only thing that was done was that massive forces were brought in to suppress the actual overt action.
How has it affected you?
It's getting tired of being pushed around by you white people, that's all.
How pushed around? How badly?
Just stopping us on the street, kicking in the doors, taking down the police station, you're kicking your teeth in.
Well, they're stopping people on the street now.
Oh, yeah,
they weren't stopping
I'm not
people
about
on the street
now. Oh, they've been done a long time before now.
During this entire incident, we've heard constant references to respect for law and order. And more particularly, what they mean is respect for law enforcement. Now, to really understand the problems of these people, you'd have to understand what law enforcement has meant to them for 100 years. We're talking about the white man's law enforcement that's responsible for many of their parents being chased out of the South on one pretext or another. Under those conditions, you can understand that the people aren't going to be reverent about law enforcement and the men who enforce the law.
What would make it better? What would make all the rioting stop?
I don't think it ever stopped, really.
Never.
I mean, it may not be like this, but it'll never stop.